If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 14 of Outspoken. Yay! I feel like we're getting somewhere here. What's up, everybody? Hope you're all having a great day or evening, wherever you're at. Now, today, originally I had something different planned for today, okay? I had a really funny topic, but I had to set it aside because there's a trending hot topic right now. And I gotta let you know. We're going to continue talking about this new made-up sexuality. Let me get comfortable, because I gotta get comfortable for this one. There's a new sexuality in town called Super Straights. I already went over this in a video, so if you don't know, I'm going to give you all the details that you need. That is going to be today's super topic, the number one topic that we talk about today. And then I have two really great stories. You are all sending me in the best stories. Seriously, thank you. If you want to send in any crazy LGBTQ stories or any crazy story in general that's funny, angry, happy, sad, anything like that, you can send it to outspokensam@gmail.com. I'm getting such good submissions. Seriously, thank all of you. So the subject is called Super Straights. And if you don't know what that is, I will definitely break it down for you quick and easy. It's a subject I made a video on. This is actually, I think to date, this is my most disliked video, and it doesn't have that many dislikes. It has like 1,000. Maybe we can get it up to 5,000. Who knows? If you are not up to date with all this information, basically somebody on TikTok made a video and they said, I'll play the TikTok for you just so you can hear it with your own one ear.
Yo guys, I made a new sexuality now, actually. It's called Super Straight, okay? Since straight people or straight men as myself, I get called transphobic because I wouldn't date a trans woman. You know, they're like, would you date a trans woman? I'm like, no, why? That's a female. No, like, that's not a real woman to me. Like, I want a real woman. No, you're just transphobic. So now, I'm super straight. I only date the opposite gender women that are born women. So you can't say I'm transphobic now because that's just my sexuality, you know?
That's what the kid said. This is where it originated from. That's the earliest video. It's actually from like February 21st. That's when the original video was posted. All right. And honestly, I think it was a joke. I think it was, I think the kid was just super annoyed with being called transphobic for not wanting to date trans people. You know, he kind of said it in a pretty rude way though. Like you could have said that in a million different ways, my dude. But anyways, that's what he said. So this was a match, and the people were the fire. Wait, does that make sense? What lights a match? I don't know. There's something that lights a match. Anyways, he was the little match. I don't think he thought it was gonna go viral. I think he was just annoyed, posted it, and was like, "I'm sick of this shit. Just because I don't want to date trans people doesn't make me transphobic." After that video blew up, people started to take it seriously, from both sides. You know, we had obviously LGBT people being annoyed and upset by it, and then we had just some straight people taking it seriously, and they were like, yeah dude, I agree with this. I'm so sick of being called transphobic for not wanting to date trans people, you know, because that's a thing that persistently happens. I'm joking, but seriously, on how many occasions are trans people asking you out? Like, is this a common thing? Trans people are like less than 1% of the population. I just don't understand how it's so common. That was my initial thought. Then more people started talking about it. So this kid ended up making a flag with the colors of orange and black. And people were mocking it, saying, ah ha ha, those are Pornhub colors. Ah ha ha, those are Grindr colors. And that was essentially the joke. Before I get into all these Reddit posts, I just wanted to point out a couple of TikToks that I found just to show you that, you know, some people are actually taking it very seriously. Because some people don't seem to think that they are, but if you look at these TikToks, listen to this.
I am super straight. Super straight is a new sexual orientation. It means you would date the opposite gender, but not if they were trans. This is not the same thing as transphobic, just like how gay men that only date men aren't sexist to women.
Yeah, dude, I don't think it's transphobic either, for my personal opinion, and I'm a trans person. And I genuinely do think the majority of trans people would agree with me on this one. There's transphobic ways you can go about it, of course, but having a specific preference and thinking about things in the future, thinking about kids, thinking about what you really, really like and what you are super attracted to, why would you make an entire sexuality based on it when several people on Twitter are bothered by it? And you guys call them the snowflakes, but you're really, really upset that you get called transphobic. All you gotta do, dude, is say, sorry, no, I'm not transphobic, you're wrong. So, sorry, that's all you gotta say. I don't know why you're so upset about it. Who cares if people call you transphobic? Just block them and move on with your day.
Okay, so I was asked, what do I think about super straight? And to be honest, I think it's quite interesting. First, I didn't think it would take off like this at all. And second, anyone taking this super serious and getting offended by this is literally proving the super straight community's point. I say the best thing we could take away from this is just accept people's preferences. I mean, you can call them transphobic all day. I literally don't think they care. Because mostly, none of them see themselves as transphobic. And to be honest, they're not. I guess my only word for the trans community is just to relax. I don't think it's really a big deal. No one should be forced to like someone. I think that's something we can all agree on. And also, seeing how big this has become, this is going nowhere anytime soon.
Oh yeah, dude, this is gonna fizzle out in a year, maybe even 6 months. It's not gonna last that long. It's just a little fad right now. My favorite thing about this is when he tells the trans community to relax, right? All right, if it was a joke, like people keep saying that it is, that I keep emphasizing on, there is, I don't know if you know this, but there is a Discord for this community. And the original poster of that video of explaining what super straight is has targeted harassment to LGBTQ people. Here's some screenshots if you'd like to look for yourself if you're watching. And when you go on Discord and you press at everyone, you can send a notification to everybody's phone. And at the time, there were 600 people in this Discord, right? So trans people should relax, right? Even when they're getting targeted harassment, they should just relax because it's just a joke, right? I don't really think blowing up people's pages because they disagree with the whole super straight movement is something to relax about, because you're getting people bullied who are already kicked and down. So I just don't understand the logic behind that. How are these people supposed to relax when the Reddit, you will see, has so much hate in it, and then the Discord is targeting trans people to attack because they disagree with what you're saying? Like, how are they just supposed to relax? Oh yeah, it's cool, like, you guys made a new sexuality, whatever, it's cool. If you did that, right, and you weren't hating on the community and making posts saying that they're pedophiles and they're disgusting and whatever, whatever, I don't think they would really, I mean, surely people would definitely be angry about it, but not as angry as they are, because you're harassing people, you're bullying people, you're sending over 600 people to go after them. Yeah, that's something to relax about. Genius. Okay, genius, thank you so much. And then a great place took credit for this little quote-unquote movement of super straight people. 4chan. 4chan decided to actually literally steal the movement. Now, I'm going to show this to you, and I'm going to read this to you, and I have to blur out a lot of the words because they are very bad slurs. I don't know if you know what 4chan is. To be honest with you, I don't either. It's like a little forum post place where you can shit post. I don't know. It's something like that. What they do on this website is they will try to start a big stir within the internet. Like, there was this thing called Pridefall. If you know what it is, they started it. They have just done a lot of trolling over the years, I guess. That's the very, very surface level knowledge that I know about 4chan. So this person posted on 4chan, like 2 weeks later after this kid released his TikTok, taking credit for the movement. They wanted to hijack this super straight joke and turn it into their own thing. Now, what this post says, making this thread before the other one hits the bump limit goals. So their goals of this super straight movement was to drive a wedge between trans people and other FAG groups. Red pill Zoomers use the left's tactics against themselves. Make sure you call them bigots for not accepting super straights. Shit post on social media. Hit mainstream status. Zoomers on TikTok make a new sexuality called super straight, meaning one is only attracted to the biological sex, meaning no trans people. But that was originally a slur. Countering the trans logic that troons are real women. I don't know what the fuck that even means. And then he said to spam shit all over, make memes, retweet, agents retweet super sweet. Retweet super straight agents on Twitter, posted every site imaginable. So this dude, and then he posted like a flag that has to do with like Nazi stuff, which is awful, and they wanted to hijack the movement. So I looked into this a lot. You can, the source, trust me, that's my source. I looked into this a lot, and it didn't originate there. The literal TikTok that I showed you was from February 21st. This post, I was trying to find 4chan posts from a long time ago. The earliest I could find is like March 5th, maybe March 4th, but that's still weeks after this kid made the TikTok. So this caused a lot of YouTubers to make a video about the topic, all right? Of course, I was one of them. I had to, because I just always laugh at stuff like this because I think it's funny. I think it's useless. People are always, always mocking the LGBT community. So whenever that stuff happens, I try to make light of it. Some of the titles of these YouTube videos include Rage-Inducing Super Straight Hilariously Outs Woke Hypocrites and Causes SJW Rage, Twitter Meltdown. That title is brain melting. Another title says The Super Straight Movement Has People Furious. Another title says, by a trans creator, The Super Straight Movement Has the Trans Community Furious. Another one, New Super Straight Triggers the World. And another one, How the Super Straight Meme Proved the Hypocrisy of Twitter. So people were saying the LGBT community is hypocritical because we've created, Super Straight has created a new sexuality and a new flag, and it's a serious movement. They have really pushed that it is a real sexuality. I looked through Reddit for hours, and I looked through TikTok for hours. Like, they genuinely believe it. So at this point, it's not even a joke. And like I said, even if it was, it's distasteful. It's stupid. The reason that the community has created their own flags and their own movements is because they actually had to fight for their rights because of people who were so obsessed with hating them. Okay? That's why they have pride. That's why they create flags, because this is a symbol of their movement that worked. And the reason LGBT people are mad that super straight people are creating a flag in a whole movement is because it's just a mockery. Like, when a trans person comes to them and says, hey, this is like, you're kind of mocking the whole LGBT movement, they're like, oh, but you created 70 sexualities. Yeah, yes, we personally created 70 sexualities. I'm pretty sure like being gay and lesbian and bi and all the other sexualities has been around for a lot longer than we think they have been.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So let me read you some of the stuff that's going on in the Reddit. This is a really, really good one because I can make some points here. All right, this is a little story. So listen to this. I'm being harassed because I turned down a trans guy. So I, 14, female, was friends with this trans boy for a while now. Recently, he confessed to me that he liked me more than a friend. I turned him down and explained to him that I'm not interested in dating right now. I only see him as a friend, and I prefer cis boys and girls. He got pissed at me and told me I was a transphobic dickhead and stormed off. He told all of our friends about him being rejected, but lied and said I called a bunch of slurs and misgendered him. Some of our friends came to me wanting to hear my side of the story, so I gave it. Right now, our friend group is kind of split. Some side with him and others side with me. Ever since then, I've been getting harassed both on and offline. People calling transphobic, mocking my sexuality, I'm bisexual, and basically spamming me with hateful messages. The friends that sided with me have been trying their best to be in my corner, and I appreciate that for them. This person is 14 years old. I had a little attitude when I was 14 years old, too. But when I was 14, just me personally, I had a lot of, like, stupid things that I said, shitty things that I probably said when I was 14. I feel like when we're teenagers, it's just like, maybe I was just an angsty teenager, I don't know, but I feel like a lot of us go through that angstiness. But if you haven't, congratulations. I wanted to point this out to say, actually, let me read this comment first before I give my opinion. Your friend is narcissistic and borderline psycho. Quote, either date me or I'll lie and ruin your social life, end quote, is nothing less than what I would expect from their victim cult. Cherish your friendships with those who believe you. Cut those who don't, especially the trans boy. Don't let anybody shame you for your preferences. Oh, for the harassment, notify your school. And if you really feel threatened, then get the police. These rainbow-haired warriors are only brave online, but they get anxiety attacks ordering chicken nuggets at McDonald's. Imagine an actual police officer talking to them. So, okay, first of all, this person grouped together trans people collectively. You know, we have a victim cult. We have a victim mentality, right? I mean, why shouldn't we? Like, if trans people get killed all the time anyways, so why not? I'm joking. I don't think trans people have a victim cult and victim mentality, but, like, I mean, I think they have every right to. So the trans guy went around, oh, she misgendered me, she's transphobic, et cetera, because she wouldn't date him. So this doesn't, this isn't just in the boundaries. There's no limit to how shitty a person is based off of their gender identity. Like, you could have, for all we know, you could have had a cis boy do this to you too, right? And say, oh yeah, she's just a bitch and she doesn't want to date me. She doesn't want to go out with me. Like, if you rejected a cis person, they can also have a shitty reaction, you know? These trans people can just use this as ammo and they might be a shitty person, but that doesn't mean that all of them do it. Just like people have horrible experiences with cis people all the time with dating. Have you ever heard people's stories? They have horrible stories. Oh, my girlfriend was crazy. She did this, this, and this. Like, gotta stay away from those types of girls, right? Same with men. Women say, like, oh, this man was X, Y, and Z, you know? Isn't that messed up? He did this. He manipulated me. He's narcissistic. He went around telling people that I slept with another guy when he actually slept with another girl. And trans people aren't just going around telling all these lies because everyone goes around and tells lies. Like, just because this one trans kid did it doesn't mean that you're, like, targeted by trans people. We're gonna start telling rumors about you now. He just did a low blow, which is stupid, obviously, which is rude, and people shouldn't ever do that, regardless of what it is. It's almost like these people group trans people all in one category, and that's what's super irritating to trans people. So this next post, it says, the title says, I literally have no words. It's just rhetoric at this point. All right. And it's a screenshot of a tweet of a trans person saying, everyone who considers themselves hashtag super straight needs to learn how easy it is to gag on my girl while also being straight. Falling short of that, off, jumping into a bucket of cement and falling into the nearest lake. Yeah, effing transphobes. I'm just going to say it. Me as a trans person, definitely don't agree with that at all. This is an extreme example of some things that people can say, which is why you shouldn't group us all together like that, because I would never say something like that. And just because this one person did doesn't mean that everybody's going to. I don't know how many times I have to say that. So then people replied and said, this stuff scares me so bad. Yeah, it's unsettling. Personally, I don't think it's transphobic to not want to date me. Okay, there's different ways that you can really think about this. If someone sat there and said, ew, you are disgusting, I do not want to date you, I hate trans people, and you are vile, then I would say, oh, that's pretty transphobic, right? Like, that is pretty gross, you know? You could have just said, no, thanks, and that's it. And I would have been like, all right, that's cool. It's a different story when somebody rejects you. You know, let's say I asked a woman out, and she was like, you know, I have a very strong genital preference. And also, I think about kids in my future, and I want to have the possibility to have a child with the man that I love, and I don't think I could do it. Okay, if somebody said that to me, I'd be, it's cool, like, it's fine. That doesn't bother me in the slightest bit. It's like, I'm not going to force anybody to date me, because they might not want somebody who has had surgeries. Even if I had all the surgeries, they still might not want that. And I don't mind that. That's just me personally. And every trans person is obviously going to have their own opinion on it. But the way that they act on it can show the difference, right? So because people are telling you from this tweet, you know, gag on my while also being straight, is super weird and you shouldn't say that to people and you shouldn't force people to want to sleep with you. I definitely understand the point of view where they're coming from, but it's like, you can say that that's fucking gross and that's bad behavior, but you don't have to group trans people all together and start this shitstorm. It's just like, trans people already go through enough. And I rambled so much on that one, but there's a lot more to go through here, so let me get into it for you, okay? The title of this one says, "Bi woman here, dated a trans man for a year. You guys are all right. Never let anyone try to shame you into sex. Whoever does this is a fucking scumbag, no matter who or what they elsewise are." It's a weird sentence. I mean, I think that's shitty if anybody does it, even not trans people. That's, why would somebody shame you into sex? That's a horrible trait, right? This person said, "Stay golden, all of you. Also, I've got to say, seeing the absolute seething that this community has provoked by its mere existence is absolutely delicious to me. I know that was never the primary goal of this place, but I've got to be honest, seeing these absolute fuckheads lose their goddamn minds over something as benign as being sexually rejected is just beautiful to me. It's the butter on the crumbling piece of toast that is my soul. Much love. Godspeed." Now, this is the shit that a weirdo posts. This is why these people are now being called transphobic. You know, when you start doing the digging, my dude. Okay, so you love that people are seething over the fact that this quote-unquote sexuality is trying to become a valid thing, and it, at the end of the day, is just a mockery. She loves seeing people lose their minds over being sexually rejected. That sounds like a fetish. I wish that I had statistics, man, but I feel like 95% of trans people simply do not care if you don't want to date us. Maybe even 98%. I think they really, really do not care. And if anything, I don't think they're interested as you think they are. Like, is there a swarm of trans people that are going after these people? Like, does this woman go into a bar and have a million trans men all over her? Like, drooling over her? That she has to be like, "Oh, okay, I don't date the trans, all right? Back off, okay? I can't even come into a bar." There's probably, this person probably hasn't seen another trans person in her life except for the time she's dated a trans man. They are literally 1% of the population. So how often is this happening? Anyways, people said, "Sending love to you too. There's nothing hateful about having romantic / sexual boundaries. The way TRAs have reacted to us asserting them speaks volumes." What the fuck is a TRA? A trans right activist? Is that what that means? A TRA? A trans right activist? I think there's nothing wrong with having romantic and sexual boundaries. Everybody has that, you know? But you don't have to create an entire new sexuality based on your preferences. You can still be straight, my friend. Maybe 5 people on Twitter will call you transphobic, but you can go to the convenience store. Nobody's going to call you transphobic, dude. Why are you so offended by that? Here's another great title. "We are not sex slaves for trans people." Okay. "Just because you were a man who became a girl doesn't mean I have to have sex with you whenever you want, so stop acting like it." Well, you know what? Which one of you trans people are making them sex slaves? Come on, admit it right now. Where are they getting it, please? Can somebody please link me? Somebody link me something. Like, where is this ammo coming from? Where are my sex slaves? I don't have any sex slaves. Where are they? And then someone replied to this and said, "Okay, who said you were?" And then the OP said, "People who think we should give trans people everything we own just because they're trans." And then the other person said, "I'm pretty sure whoever has that thought is stupid. And I say this as a member of the LGBT. That's just common sense." This is, this is why I don't understand. Like, these people can't even, what is that thought? That's right, that's up. You know what, all of you listening right now, if you're not trans and you're listening, listen closely. You owe me everything you own. Send it to me. My P.O. box is 6969, located at 420 Hell Avenue. All right? Send it to me right now. You owe it. Like, what do they think? I don't fucking know. We've got another beautiful title here. "Why are people calling us transphobes when we literally accept trans people? I don't understand. Like, sure, there are radical supers, but there are also radical LGBTQ pluses, and we do not take down their entire community because of them. Why am I getting called transphobic? Why am I getting death threats? Can I just be who I want and feel attracted to who I want? Wasn't love is love? So then somebody said, half of the posts on the sub are saying trans people are rapists, trans people are monsters, trans people don't belong in LGBTQ, trans people are disgusting. This is literally the biggest super straight community. There is no way you can convince me this is a community that accepts trans people when it's literally made to exclude them. And I thought that was, it got downvoted by one, but I thought that was a great point because people on the sub and people in general are always saying trans people are rapists, monsters, they're disgusting, they're pedophiles, all this stuff. And it's like, no. Do these people not have a brain? When you really think about it, trans people can be criminals, okay? Trans people can do bad things too. There's no boundary, just like cis people can do awful things. If you compare the percentages, because less than 1% of the population is transgender, right? So if you look at the amount of cis criminals compared to trans criminals, go Google the statistics. Like, look up, like, men robbing stores in 2020, and then look up trans men robbing stores in 2020. There's going to be a significant difference because there's a significant difference in the population of the amount of these types of people. So it's like, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, all men are burglars because this man burgled. Burgled? This man. Is that a word? Because this man stole from a bank in 1958. Oh, all the men must be fucking burglars. It's in their blood. Because they're men. Like, people aren't sitting here saying all men are as crazy as Ted Bundy and want to go do a bunch of fucked up shit. Ted Bundy was a man. Let's get him. Let's get the men. Better lock them all up because they all do the same thing as Ted Bundy. Like, they're using that logic against trans people. Theoretically, let's say one trans person is a pedophile. Then all of these people with half a brain think that trans people are dressing up to become pedophiles. That doesn't even make any sense. With that logic, then you should say the same thing about murderers and other pedophiles who are not trans. Like, I just, these people make me do mental gymnastics and I am so exhausted. My brain needs to take a break. It can't balance on the beam that much longer. Before I read these stories, I've got a last Reddit post for you right here. And it says, people do not exist to validate you. And it is a screenshot of a text which says, it is not remotely my responsibility or duty to provide relief of anyone's gender dysphoria. I have not signed up to participate in a stranger's therapy, and I do not exist to serve as validation extra in the production called their life. Okay, first of all, nobody asked you. You don't have to provide relief for my dysphoria because nothing else can provide relief to my dysphoria except for surgeries and hormones. I want to know the type of trans people these people are talking to. Are they tying you up in a chair and like saying, call me he, call me him right now, tell me things that'll make my gender dysphoria go away, tell him right now. Is this what's happening? Is this what's happening? Like, you don't have to say anything about my dysphoria. You don't have to make me feel valid. Just buy me a beer if you're my friend. Be a good friend. Give me good advice in life. You don't have to fucking coddle me and make me feel like a special little baby. This shit is not exclusive for trans people. This tweet could literally be made in the same way of like providing relief for somebody's anxieties or depressions. You don't have to provide relief for my anxiety. I'll deal with it on my own. If you could and you want to, that's helpful. But if not, nobody's begging you to do it. Like, these people act like trans people are begging them, are forcing them, and that trans people are always in their space, begging to date, begging to help with their gender dysphoria. Like, you have probably not seen a trans person for a long time, like in person. Anyways, closing thoughts on this topic, regardless of whether or not it's a troll, it's a joke, or whatever, it's obviously going to make people on the internet mad because people take things seriously. And I'm pretty sure you guys are the ones who took it seriously before the LGBT community because you started coining the term, putting the flag in your bios, and actually making, like, statements about how cool it is and how logical it is and stuff like that if you've seen the TikToks. But, you know, at the end of the day, we really don't care if you don't want to date us. You know, stop getting butthurt over 3 people on Twitter telling you that you're transphobic for not dating them. And stop acting like trans people are swarming you to date you. I don't even think 90% of these people have been asked out by a trans person. if people are talking shit about you, saying you're transphobic for not wanting to date a trans person, why don't you just ignore them? And if someone calls you transphobic, you can be like, yeah, not really. And then why don't you end it there? Why are you so upset about it? Why are you crying about it, you little snowflake? Grow some balls. Come on, that's what you tell us. Grow some balls, dude. You don't have to create a whole new sexuality. You know you're not transphobic. So who cares if someone online is calling you transphobic? I don't get it. All right, so let's end this podcast on a positive note. I got two funny stories here for you. So, all right, let's listen up for it. This one says, so about 3 months ago, my boyfriend and I went to the beach with my family. We spent the whole day together. And then they left us with a car and headed home. Before leaving, my dad gave me one rule. No hanky-panky. So fast forward about an hour. My boyfriend and I find ourselves in an almost empty church parking lot. When we pulled in, there was one car there, but they drove away, so we were like, hey, what the hell? We started doing unholy things, and about 15 minutes in, we see flashing blue lights behind us. The cop comes to the window and tells us to put our clothes on, gives us a lecture about the time and the place, which I know is wrong, but then he makes us call our parents. My mom, who is in the car with my brother, father, cousin, and his wife, get the pleasure of talking to the officer who had just seen my blank. The whole car immediately knew what had happened. He let us go without checking our license, so no spots on our record. Yay? Afterwards, we got Italian food and laughed the whole night away. He was laughing because he found it funny. I was laughing because I didn't want to cry. I got home that night, and my dad wouldn't say a word to me. So I tell him I'm going to bed. And right as I'm walking up the stairs, my dad says, so much for no hanky-panky, and he never brought it up again. I'm going to say that's probably the most embarrassing shit. Because were you guys in like broad daylight? imagine you're in the car and you see the flashing blue lights. Why was the police officer in the church parking lot anyways? It's kind of sus to me. Nah, people probably go in there all the time and do shit. That's why he's patrolling that. So that's embarrassing. I'm so sorry that happened to you. That is very terrifying. And I hope that doesn't happen to anybody in the future. Good luck to all of you. And the last story right here is, I'm a trans guy, and I've been on T for 3 years now. I've been at my current job for over 7 years. So when I was finally ready to come out, my coworkers had already known my past for a decent amount of time. Unfortunately, the people at my job primarily have a pretty conservative views. My bosses at the time were extremely transphobic, but I didn't feel the need to make a big deal about it. They said they would never call me he or use my new legal name because they claimed I never looked male. During the early months of my transition, I worked at the front desk, so on top of my boss's rude comments, I was also constantly getting misgendered by the public. Shortly after starting T, I was able to move to a different part of the company where I didn't have to interact with the public. I've been in this position for almost 3 years now. It's been great, and I passed so well that I'm to the point where people who I somewhat interacted with in the past think I'm a different person and have reintroduced themselves to me. That's even coworkers who have known me for years, who are fairly conservative, yet treat me no different than any other cis male. Anyways, one day, I was called back to the front desk to help cover for a shift. I saw my old bosses, and they were still as transphobic as ever. Right as my shift started, a customer got in line. My boss greeted her, pointed to me, and said, "She'll help you over there." The lady looked back at my boss with a confused expression and said, "I don't see any ladies over there. Should I wait for her to return, or could the gentleman at the end of the counter help me?" Needless to say, my transphobic boss was forced to call me he. This happened repeatedly for the rest of my shift. Long story short, I never got called back to cover the front desk again. That was a great story. I thought that was a beautiful story. You know, it had some like, it was like reading a novel, dude. I'm on the edge of my seat. What's going to happen next, you know? And the transphobic boss had to call you he. And it's so funny because your boss just didn't want to. And like, you've taken tea. You already look so good. And the woman's like, okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Could the gentleman help me? And then he was forced to validate you. So that's what we're doing. The transgenders are forcing you all to validate us. We're so evil, right? We're so evil. But yeah, those are great stories. So again, if anybody does want to send in a story, I highly, highly appreciate it. I read a lot of them. A lot of them are great. I just usually pick two, so maybe one day yours will make it in. So don't give up. I love all you. I will see you next week with a new episode. Bye-bye.